Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the farting security guard and Donnie Baker. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Now that you are, there's only one thing I'd like you to do, my dear. Honey, pull up my skirt, undo my blouse, peel off my pantyhose. Baby, take off my bra and my spiked heels. Honey, take off all of my clothes. Take them all off, baby. Shades, turn down the lights, lock up all of the doors. If I catch you wearing my clothes again, honey, I will file for divorce.
Bob, that skirt doesn't even go with that blouse. Now put on this apron and go do the dishes.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Don't continue.
She's been on the show.
This is boring.
She's been in here. With Judge Reinhold, that's what we were talking about.
Oh.
Remember that day when they were both in here?
Yes, I do. I have a catalog. I have a steel trap for a mind. I never forget anything or am distracted anywhere.
We could have the President of the United States in here and he wouldn't remember.
Really?
What? The former President of the United States?
Well, he's in the green room right now.
You mean Barack Obama's here?
Oh, here he is, sir. How are you?
Okay,
come on in.
Hello. Good to see you all. That's right. I've been enjoying your program.
That's Bullwinkle Moose.
I also enjoy Ellen Burstyn. She was fine in the movie Clue.
She was in Clue.
That's right. God.
I'm sorry.
Judge Reinhold.
Apologize to everyone
like
I've ever met.
Cashier.
Vice Versa with Fred Savage, one of my favorite films.
Let's move on.
See you, President. Thank you.
Obscure movies. We have, let's see. That's the John Deere Sports Desk starring Chick McGee. And everybody else is here, too. Thank you very much. Trying to find a picture of the town in Florida named Mayo, Florida, M-A-Y-O.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they, as a stunt, and they received, this seems like a pittance. The Miracle Whip people gave them between $15,000 and $25,000. Nice negotiation. They couldn't even get a hard number on it.
And just to film their residence.
Just to get all this publicity that they changed the name temporarily to Miracle Whip Florida.
It's kind of fun, huh?
Yeah, well.
Apparently not.
Well, aren't you with me? I feel they call it Miracle Whip because it's a miracle if you can eat that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up
Miracle
on it.
Whip
Miracle Whip and bologna, and I can't do it.
Yeah,
I cannot.
I don't understand
the difference.
It's got some...
The tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
That's right, exactly right.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
It is tangier, for sure.
It's awful. Would you go to? I'll tell you what. If you were sick, would you go to the Miracle Whip Clinic or the Mayo Clinic? I rest my case.
Well, yeah.
They should have changed it to Aioli, Florida.
Aioli's the thing now.
Do you eat that, Christy?
It's made with mayonnaise.
Which movie is it?
They're not fooling me by the name.
You don't eat aioli?
No.
Of a doctor answering the phone at the Mayo Clinic, jars of
it's
mayonnaise.
It's airplane.
Is it airplane?
And they tell the guy, they go, "Hey, you got to." There's Dr. Ham on the white phone, and then the Mayo Clinic's on the. He goes, "Give me the ham on white. Hold the mayo."
That's right.
Oh, those are great jokes.
That's exactly. Right. That's comedy, kids.
Now, Christy Lee is
a security guard who documented his farts for 6 months online. I don't know if it's because he had Miracle Whip or mayo.
I was captivated by this fellow.
Chick and I were at lunch in a crowd in a restaurant, in a public restaurant, watching this.
Bodart texted it to me, and we lost our minds.
We were laughing.
Yeah. And then you sent me the story.
And I sent you the story.
He's been fired following a virtual internet. What?
Did you guys know he'd been fired?
Yeah, we heard Friday, I think.
He was fired following his viral internet fame. The guard at a Florida hospital posted videos of his farting exploits onto his Instagram account entitled Paul Flart.
All right. I didn't know. I had no idea.
I didn't know Paul Flart.
He was calling himself Paul Flart.
And I thought I saw that he Instagrammed his firing live.
Yes.
He did?
Yeah. The 31-year-old, whose real name is Doug, told the website Vice that the hospital, quote, lobby has really great acoustics.
Sure.
And he began recording his flatulent episodes while visiting at the hospital's front desk.
Was he working there?
He was apparently.
He works there.
Works there, but he was stopping by the desk. He was like visiting the front. He was stopping by the front desk.
No, he was always sitting. I don't know.
Maybe he was the front desk clerk. I don't know.
Maybe he was a security guard and walked around a lot and that. I don't know. After a compilation video, though, was shared on Reddit, Doug was fired from his job. Ugh. But he did live stream the event on Instagram. His firing.
The guy should not have been fired. There were no logos in the back. No. You didn't know where he worked.
It was hilarious.
It was. It took six seconds out of his day.
You gotta fight for your right to fart. Little Beastie Boys for you.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
I agree with you. He should have never been fired. I hope he sues their ass.
Well, yes.
And what they're doing to this intestinally challenged man just ain't right. Mm-hmm. I swear to God. You can't just fire people for documenting their farts.
Apparently, that's
their personal property, Christy.
Oh.
The fact remains, job parts are basically gossip, but in a different language.
What, silly?
I swear to God. Or he could just argue they weren't farts, but by law, he could just say it was a clear case of his ass sneezing. I swear to God.
Hmm. Okay.
Not to mention, had this dude been some dick from Harvard who documented his farts for a thesis paper, you know they'd be giving him a Nobel Peace Prize today. But since he's just security guard, and all his bosses are raising a stink now, which I think is dumb. I think he deserves a raise.
Why?
He's a security guard. And he proved on video that he always had one in the chamber. I swear to God. And I could see now, if he was like lighting his farts at his desk.
Right.
Or setting off fire alarms in the sprinkler system, then maybe he deserves to be fired. But this is as harmless as making personal copies at work or taking extra office supplies or combing through the break room fridge, snagging unclaimed leftovers.
That's thievery.
All theft, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just passing gas. I'm pretty sure firing a guy for farting is a flatulent discrimination.
Legally, of course, yeah.
If I was this guy, I'd be calling the law offices of Peter Geraci. And then I'd call ACLU, FDIC, and I would definitely call the FAA.
Hmm.
The
FAA?
Yeah, you know, the future farters of America.
Well, that's the FFA.
Okay.
They have to take on this guy's case. What's he supposed to do? He's a security guard. If he stepped away from his post every time he had to rip ass, then they'd say he's wasting company time and endangering innocent lives. I think we should all get behind this guy and protest for his job back.
I'm with you.
Maybe not directly behind him. Maybe more. You guys catch my drift?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know he's going to be famous. He'll probably be a new spokesman for Beano or Hormel Chili. Probably see him on Glenn Beck today with a new book. I got fired for farting. See my book, Winds of Change. I said, like this, at least he's made some noise. Man, those are harmless, what he did. His made some noise. Those, the worst are the SBDs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get those every day right after break at work. I remember the first time I started on this job, nobody had any idea I could pass them that way. I got a good number of people off guard. I ain't bragging, but one day I had it so bad I was crop dusting enough acreage to kill 40 head of cattle. I swear to God. And this was during winter when they couldn't crack the windows. Not bragging, but the smell was so bad, HR even had to call in grief counselors.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see.
Has anybody started a GoFundMe for this guy yet?
He'll get a job quickly, I bet.
I don't know.
All Flart.
I love him. Love him. Tom, if you're in an elevator, it's you and one other person, and you have to pass gas. Do you prefer it to be loud?
No, you have to hold it.
Loud with it's one of the.
There's other. No choice.
Loud with no odor.
It's coming out.
Or silent but deadly, and because the person knows it's you. Yeah. Either way,
You both know it's you. Right.
Boy, this is a Sophie's choice, isn't it? I guess the SBD. How about you?
Oh.
Would you go for the full?
Yeah, I'd go loud, no odor.
Would you cough or something to try to?
Do the loud ones have odor?
Oh, they can. Yeah,
oh,
as sure. Possible.
That's and the thing sometimes about, the silent ones don't.
This is a nuanced discussion.
You just don't really know.
Yeah.
Well. That's a gamble.
Chick, noise or smell?
I'm going to go noise.
Yeah, I am too.
Just chuckle.
It's less rude, I think.
Have a good day. Get off the elevator.
Oh, excuse me.
So, this guy, probably the way the culture works these days, this guy, judging by last week's guest, he'll probably have a Netflix special.
I'd watch it. I would watch it.
Oh, boy.
Paul Flart. Live and in person. Yeah.
Or they'll be...
All he's doing is farting.
Or they'll be like adventure farting with Paul Flart.
Have you seen the video, Christy?
No, I haven't.
There are some where like... It's all
laugh?
Edited together. Not really, no.
He doesn't make himself
There's some
laugh?
That surprise him.
Okay.
But then there are others where you can tell like...
It's all right here. It's all his facial expression.
And there are some where you can tell he almost got caught. Like he all of a sudden he turns real quick because somebody must have been walking.
And at one point in the video, you can see he's gotten a haircut. And then
yes,
his hair grows
it's
out.
Wonderful.
It's
might be the best movie of the year.
Okay.
Might win Best Picture with this new Oscar category.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There you go.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Speaking of going viral, a customer service complaint is going viral after it was first made 3,800 years ago.
Huh?
In the Babylonian tablet from the Sumerian city-state of Ur.
Can we get a water clay pot over here?
named Nani complained that he received the wrong grade of copper ore from a merchant by the name of Inasir. Nani wrote, quote, "How have you treated me for that copper? You have withheld my money bag from me in enemy territory. It's now up to you to restore my money to me in full. I have sent as messengers, gentlemen like ourselves, to collect the bag with my money."
Huh.
The tablet, which is the oldest documented customer complaint, is on display at the British Museum.
Oh, this guy's been on hold.
Oh, yeah.
For 3,800 years.
He's still waiting.
Images of the tablet recently went viral on Reddit.
Thine call is very important to us.
Standeth by. Please. Standeth by.
The message was written in the now extinct Akkadian language. Well, who still speaks it? Oh. How do they know what it says?
Oh, Akkadian. Sure.
Oh, I'm fluent in Akkadian. Yeah.
Are you? Really?
Huh. Gerbil. That means yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Akkadian. That's the foremost authors.
So he took a lot of time to carve this thing out?
And a tablet, yeah.
Okay, very nice. What the complaint is what? The guy's robbing him of his money?
Yeah, apparently. He didn't get the copper that he asked for.
Okay.
That he apparently paid for.
Okay. Well, good for him. I wonder if he got it. Going to be hard to tell, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't know if that tablet was effective.
This is one of those stories you have to make up your own ending.
In Akkadian.
P.S. Your daughter gave me gonorrhea.
Don't know why.
Want to take it down Vulgar Road?
Well, no, because we have
came up.
Well, because we have syphilis in the news.
Oh, all right. So it was a ham-fisted segue.
Yeah, he jammed it in there.
Ham-fisted. I
think it was ham-fisted.
No one mentioned fisting. I object.
Health officials in the UK are reporting that hot weather and dating apps are to blame for a rise in syphilis. Health chiefs have warned that the recent heat wave is behind an increase in the spread of the infection.
Heat wave?
As more people have been sexually active, Josh. Apparently the heat brings out the heat.
Well, I would have thought the opposite.
Me
tropical
too.
Heat.
Remember
too
we
hot.
Had, but we had the story last week about some South American country that's telling people because of the heat, do not hook up.
Right.
Dating apps are also contributing to a rise in the number of people suffering from sexually transmitted diseases, as it's easier than ever for people to meet.
That seems the more likely culprit to me.
Yes.
Than the heat. I don't know.
Unless
maybe when it's hot, it's harder to tell it's harder to tell that it's hotter when you're urinating.
Well, can't you get syphilis in a swimming pool?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
With the heat and the swimming pools and the germs.
It burns when I pee. Everything burns. It's so hot.
That's right, yeah.
The heat and the swimming pool.
That's right.
Can you get syphilis from a swimming pool? I think you're right, Jack.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah. I
have a friend who got it from a diving board.
Yeah. Toilet seat, diving board. Some guy's penis.
The larger thing, with things like Tinder out there. Yes, the good little poem. I went to Tinder. Wait a minute. I went to Tinder and now my genitals are tender. A little tribute to syphilis.
It's not even a near rhyme. I'm trying to.
It burns like a cinder? Something like that? Yeah.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Oh. Return to cinder.
Return to Tinder.
Address unknown. Gonorrhea.
Address. Return to. What is that? Oh, mail. Right.
Oh, like you don't use the mail anymore?
I don't.
You mean mailed something
today. What about the packages that arrive at your house on a daily basis?
Well, that's not the mail. That's UPS and FedEx. I mean,
sometimes it's the mail.
Some are USPS. You'd be surprised.
I don't think you need to spell around me.
Mr.
Do you ever get those confused, USPS and UPS, and you go to the wrong place thinking that you have to pick up a package? You're like, oh.
Let's move on. We have we have some.
Couldn't it just be?
I think it's great how it's just common knowledge. We all just blatantly hate each other. I love it. This is the best.
What do you got, Christine?
Flushing your disposable contacts down the toilet or washing them down the drain may contribute to the problem of microplastic pollution.
Yes, but the rats have never seen more clear.
You're making me do this because you're mad about your straws, right? So is this...
I think the straw thing is a big red herring.
When the lenses make their way to a wastewater treatment facility, they do not biodegrade easily.
Straws are killing the red
herring.
And
they may fragment and make their way into surface water. There they can cause environmental damage and may add to the growing problem of microplastic pollution. That's according to the New York Times.
Who does that anyway? Did you?
No, I don't have contacts, but I would never.
Don't most people have a trash can right next to their toilet?
I wouldn't think to just put it in the
Hey, come on. What about the nearsighted fish? They got to have something. Fisheye lens. No, I'm just saying we have to learn how to properly dispose of this stuff, certainly.
Yeah.
But if you're not giving out a plastic straw in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm not sure how that's going to make its way to the ocean. Maybe you should bag your garbage better. We'll figure it out. I'm sorry. It's just that I'm doing my part by carrying hundreds of straws in my car. So when I
now, when you go into a restaurant that doesn't serve them and you bring out your own, do they give you the dirty eye?
They can go to hell.
How about our oceans? Can our oceans go to hell?
As far as my straws are concerned, apparently they can.
Okay.
That wasn't my straw on the nose of that tortoise. I saw that.
Absolutely wasn't yours.
You're 100% sure.
Well, that would be a great new movie, The Incredible Journey.
I had a paper straw at sushi the other day for my vodka soda. It was delightful.
What doesn't surprise you about that story, anybody? The beverage.
Well, knowing who I work with, I have seven vodka sodas.
The actual number was?
Three by my count.
Two, three, six.
This is at lunch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do
you wear an international watch that always tells you where it's 5 o'clock?
Depends on how much interaction I've had with you during the morning. To be quite honest,
I'm sorry, Christy.
How many vodka soda day is it today?
I'm going to say a baker's dozen, and maybe some glazed donuts.
Chick was drinking at breakfast the other day.
That's right. I sure was.
Had some mimosas.
I had a couple of mimosas at breakfast. What was that, 10:30?
Well, mimosa is a Spanish word for alcoholic.
Yes. I'm the one that's out. Yeah. Okay.
What time of day was it?
10:30, 11?
I just said if you'd listen to conversation, that would help.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The captain of listening over there. You caught me once.
Once! We've only caught him once on listening. You're right. I'm sorry.
Christy, back to you.
Married couple in China.
It's impossible.
Who were unable to conceive for 4 years found out why they were doing it wrong.
Oh, no.
The unnamed man and woman from Beijing visited an obstetrician with a name
from Boofu.
That can't be right.
B-I-J-I-E. B-G? They visited their OB, Liu Hongmie, who learned that the couple was having sex regularly.
Yes.
The Dr. Liu examined the woman, though, and found she was still a virgin.
What happened here?
The doctor determined the couple had been using the wrong orifice. Yes, that's right.
The butt.
Yes. So she gave the young couple some guidelines as well as a sex ed handbook, and the woman became pregnant within months.
Oh, well, looky there.
There you go.
They reportedly informed the doctor they were expecting by sending 100 eggs and a live hen as gifts to her hospital.
So this is in a rural area, obviously.
Well, I've never heard of BG, but yes. The doctor said it's not uncommon, apparently, for people to lack or have misconceptions regarding sexual knowledge, apparently, in her part of the country.
That makes sense to me.
It
would have been a much funnier story if the guy had been named Wong Ho.
Because he was putting it in the wrong hole, you see.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. Mr. BG should be Boo Foo.
Okay, first of all.
I just want to make sure Chick knew.
I'll be the first to admit that I like Josh's delivery much better.
BG is the city they're from. They didn't name the couple. He could be Wong Ho for all we know. Okay.
No. she said, I can't wait for my birthday. And then he'd do it right.
Yeah, it's the old switcheroo.
You know, the old...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
Your birthday. Never mind, I'm sorry.
The couple, Wong Ho and Bum Al, said...
You guys know what you're doing? No is the answer.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.